from Bhagavad Gita when he said that I am the mother and father of the universe. So I just try to grasp all that as a part of one divinity that is omnipresent. So envy and jealousy, all these qualities connected to Akamkara is means that individual are more attached to the material world, less to the that oneness of the universe. So that's triggers all these qualities that detach us from the our true self. So I would just try to grasp all together that all this, I mean, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva are one. Like also Krishna is like incarnation of Vishnu, but Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma is just a manifested form of one divinity. So all these qualities like envy and jealousy, for me it's a little bit hard to connect to any form of divinity. How would you comment that divinity can have envy, for example, on the lower levels? Because I mean, these divinities can attain different material forms in the different realms. So as you go higher in that cosmic level, where Ahamkara is not that present, I would comment that envy is very hard to be divinity is very hard to be attached or grasped with envy and jealousy. How would you comment in some particular case that divinity can have these feelings?
That's a very good question. This devotee is asking a question about the qualities we find in this world: calm, crow, low, moha, greed, anger, envy, greed, anger, lust, envy. These are qualities in this material world and this middle planetary system. How do we find these present in higher divine personalities like Indra, Brahma, Shiva? Shiva became lusty for Mohini Murti. It appears that way. Eighth canto of Bhagavatam. He chased her and like that. So how is it, is the questions asked, that these higher divinities should be free from these lower vibratory tendencies that we find in the lower planetary regions? So what we find here is these same, there's the whole universe is divided into two basic divisions, material and spiritual. So in the spiritual realm, all these base qualities of lust, anger, greed, and envy are not present as we know them here in this material world. One side is spiritual realm and one side is material. So in the spiritual world, that's Vaikuntha and beyond. And all the devas have their highest, perfect, most perfect manifestation of themselves in the Vaikuntha spiritual realm. But when those same personalities appear manifest in the material realm, then they manifest different degrees of these base qualities depending on what level they're appearing in. That's the way to look at it. Like Shiva in the material world shows some anger and some lust, but in the spiritual world he doesn't have any anger or lust. So those things aren't there. There's only love there. Love and different aspects of love. So there's no fighting, there's no fear. Like in the material world, you know, Indra's afraid of getting knocked out of his kingdom, Brahma, everyone has some fear. That's the material world. Although they're very high up there, we have so much fear here. We have fear of everything. They have just fear of losing their position. They have a fear of death because they live so long and they don't even think about death. Although they also die. So they have their spiritual form and they're free from all these things. And then they have other forms and different levels where these are manifest. That's the way I look at it. So the divinity, when they're in their fullest divine forms in the spiritual world, they don't have any of these qualities. But if they're not in the spiritual world, they're going to manifest different degrees of it. Like Indra manifests anger, he can't control it. And Shiva manifested lust, he couldn't control it. But Brahma manifested lust, but he controlled it by his higher intelligence. Brahma lusted after his daughter. He lusted after his daughter. And so then with his intelligence, he threw out that mind. That mind produced the lusty desires. So there's Manas and Buddhi. Buddhi is higher than Manas. Manas is mind, intelligence is discrimination. It's beyond and above mind. Because he had so much shastra gyan, he was able to have a strong intelligence to control his wayward mind. So he said, the second canon of Bhagavatam said he threw out that mentality. He gave up that thinking process and didn't chase his daughter and didn't enjoy with his daughter. But Shiva, he also became lusty for Mohini. He was seeing the Parvati on his lap. He threw off the Parvati and ran after Mohini. He couldn't control himself. So he's representing less degree of intelligence in this level. But in the spiritual level, everyone's liberated. And liberated means free from all these influences. That's what liberated means. There's no lust, anger, greed there. Those are all products of material mind and intelligence. They have spirit, in the spiritual realm, everyone has spiritual mind, spiritual intelligence, not subject to all these base, lower qualities. Do you understand? The fullest of Krishna divinity, that same personality with the same name, is there. He's free from all these inebrities and limitations that we find in common people like you and me. And, you know, we're way down here on Earth planet, and you know, Shiva's way up there, and Shiva Loka, he's chasing Mohini. And we're chasing a girl in a nightclub, you know. So, what's the difference here, you know? So I said, well, you know, so it's like that. That's just to show you that the material world is like that. Even Narada Muni, Vishnu put Narada Muni in illusion, because Narada Muni got proud one time. Narada Muni said, my father fell down to lust, my brother fell down to lust, but not me. Narada Muni Bhajana Vina Ramana Nama. I didn't become lusty. He became proud. He got hankar. My father Brahma. Narada's father's Brahma. He became lusty for his daughter. His brother became lusty for me. So the Vishnu said, why are you getting proud? So he made a maha illusion. He put Narada Muni in illusion. He became lusty for some princess at the water well. He went to her, he heard her, this princess having a swayamvara. She was going to pick her husband from all the princes. So then Narada Muni said, I'll go there myself. So he went there to the assembly, the king's assembly hall. All the princes and kings from all the region were there to win the hand of the princess. So when Narada Muni went in there, Vishnu made his face turn into a monkey face. He got a monkey head. He had jata. Yeah, Narada Muni has jata also. He has long straight hair. Has jata. And so when Narada Muni's sitting there, no mirror there. He's thinking of Narada Muni. You got a monkey face. You got a monkey head. And all the princes, no one's looking at him. No one's looking at Narada Muni, all looking at the princess. So no one saw him. He didn't see himself, and nobody else saw him. So then the princess came out and walked down the hallway to pick her husband from all the assembly of princes. So she walked out. What the hell is it? He said, Father, Daddy, there's a monkey here. Throw this monkey out. The monkey's coming from my spinal bar. What a joke this is. You know? So they came to the car and said, hey, come on. He said, wait, no, I'm not a monkey. I'm Narayamuni. They said, you know, what do you mean you're Narayamuni? The monkey's Narayamuni. Imagine you go to save it because you were down. And some monkey steals your glasses. He says, hey, monkey. He said, I'm not a monkey. I'm Narayamuni. So then we threw him out. Get out. They threw out. A monkey? He can't see himself, you know, he doesn't have a cosmetic mirror in his pocketbook, you know. He's not a girl, you know, over his pocketbook. So he went to the river to wash his face, get all messed up and throw in the mud and stuff, you know. So he went to wash his face, he looked out. A monkey! Bandar Narad! Narad Bandar! I'm a monkey. Then he folded his hands. You had to go, you go. Narayan folded his hands. He said, oh, Bhagavan, oh, Narayan. What did I do? Then Narayan spoke to him. He said, no one can get free from lust. Don't think you're free from lust. Always be humble. Srinada, peace, sri chena, tarari vasishana, amanida, amanidina, kirtaniya, sarari. You have to go, you can go. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. Thank you for coming. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Nice question. Very smart guy.
Yeah. Nice answers. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, ciao. Yeah, he's like Lord Chaitanya. He's a long guy. He got a toy, he stood up. He came out of the world. Jai Radhe Shyam.